Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And thank you. As we get a weekend full of sports, it's great to be able to talk about them again and react to them. NBA's bubble in Orlando, NHL up north in Canada, Edmonton and Toronto, Major League Baseball, this tightrope act, this very hard to pull off, difficult, given all the moving parts season to conduct that we have with Major League Baseball. We still have games as of now, and now Rob Manfred is talking tough about how he's not going to quit and that they're going to continue to see this thing through. And we will tie all of that into the NFL and its chances of survival and getting a season in this fall later on in the show. My name is Andrew Filipponi. I'm based out of Pittsburgh, and I'm happy to be with you across the CBS Sports Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 206, CBSSportsRadio.com, the radio.com, which is free to download to your smartphone today, and also all the local AM and FM affiliates that have picked up this part of the show, which those that have is really saying something, and I appreciate it because now more sports talk radio stations have games an inventory, too, available to them. And for those who are still airing the show, I really do appreciate it. Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic, you heard him to bring us in to this hour. He, unlike many, if not all, I didn't see today with the Heat and the Nuggets, but I think he was the first NBA player, and he's an African-American, to stand and not kneel for the national anthem last night down in Orlando before the Magic game. And you heard him explain his reasoning and you heard him give his rationale there to start the hour. We also have Drew Brees today again for about the 50th time since early June. Apologize for the comments he made regarding the anthem and the flag. The comments that got him in hot water with his teammates. That got him in hot water with a lot of NFL players, black and white, for what he said about how I'll always look at it as disrespectful if you don't stand in attention for the national anthem. And so the question I really wanted to bring up this hour with you as it pertains to all of this, at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. What I really wanted to ask you is, right now, in this climate, in this world we're living in, what is the point of playing the national anthem before a sporting event? Well, it's tradition. Okay. I've never liked that reason. I've never, with anything, I've never just taken or accepted, this is the way we've always done things, so we're going to continue to do it this way. I've always looked at that as faulty logic. Just because somebody at some point made a decision and said, this is how we're going to do it, that means we never question it or never reconsider. By that logic, we wouldn't change a rule. We'd never change rules in sports. We wouldn't change laws. We would just say, well, this is what tradition dictates. This is how we've done it, and we're going to continue to do it that way. If something isn't working, if something is broken, you fix it. And so my issue with what we have with the anthem right now is this. Jonathan Isaac decides to stand for it. And now some in the sports media, and more importantly, other NBA players are giving him flack for it. Jared Dudley, Lakers reserve. Go to his Twitter account if you want. Last night it happens, he's criticizing Isaac for standing for the anthem. I guess now it's a two-way street. If players were criticized for kneeling, then players can be criticized for standing. Okay. See, I look at it the other way. I'm of the opinion that if I'm going to respect someone's decision to kneel, I'm also going to respect their decision to stand. I know for me, what individuals do with their own time, their own personal decisions during the 90 seconds or 2 minutes of the national anthem before a sporting event starts, I don't really care. I don't really care. I'm not going to base my opinions on a person. I'm not going to judge a person. I'm not going to put someone up on a pedestal. And I'm not going to tear somebody down based on what they do during the national anthem before the start of a sporting event. I believe, and this is documented, and you hear people still, public address announcers say it all the time before the anthem gets played. The intent originally, and for the longest time, was to use the national anthem before a sporting event to honor America. That's what they would say. And it was 2 minutes to say, we live in a country where we're allowed to have sports as leisure, as fun, as entertainment, and let's just play the national anthem to appreciate that. And somewhere along the way, before we even get to Colin Kaepernick, somewhere along the way of doing that, and by the way, and if you want to know, if you ever asked yourself, well, why did we start playing the national anthem at sporting events in the first place? I'll give you the answer. I know it. In 1918, this is not a long story, I just want to give you the background. In 1918, during the World Series, I believe it was Cubs and Red Sox, it was during World War I. And I think it was the seventh inning stretch during a lull in play. There was a band at the game and they played the Star Spangled Banner. And it was a big hit with the crowd and they played it the next game and they played it the game after that. And before you know it, it's getting played at every Major League Baseball game. Just more than 100-year history of doing it. But history doesn't always, or it shouldn't always dictate the future. And so What I'm saying to you is, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on playing the national anthem before sporting events, before NBA games, before NHL games, before Major League Baseball games, before NFL games. Do we really need to do it? Is it still something that's worth doing? At 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. If the intent originally was to do something that brought us, regardless of where we're from or how we were raised or what color skin we have or what religious creed we ascribe to, if the original intent was, hey, there's 15, 20,000 of us here, let's all as one for 2 minutes recognize that we're all Americans. If that was the original intent to bring us all together, if that's been lost, and now what we're seeing instead is that it is dividing. It is doing much more dividing. It is creating more dissension, and is creating more argument than anything else. Is it really something that's still worth doing? Do I need, and I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it in the form of a question to allow you to respond at 855-212-4227. Do I need to get my patriotism, my patriotic fix? Do I need to get that from sports? Do I need, before this game is about to start, I'm an NHL nut. I'm in Pittsburgh. Do I need them to play the Star Spangled Banner and the Canadian Anthem? Do I need them to play that before the Florida Panthers and the New York Islanders are about to play? Do I need it before the game in order to watch it and enjoy it and appreciate it? Do I need that first? Do I need that 2-minute moment to think about my life and where I am and what I've been able to do and what I'm blessed with? Do I need that before the game starts? I know personally I don't. And I know that because, man, I would say of the sporting events, and I watch a ton of them, that I tune in to watch on TV, how many of them do they include the national anthem before the game starts? If I'm tuning into a game that starts at 4 o'clock, and they do their pregame analysis, and they preview the game, and then they go right to puck drop, or they go right to first pitch, and on the television broadcast or the radio broadcast, they don't give you the national anthem. Are you disappointed? Are you miffed? Are you outraged by that? I know I'm not. So I don't need it. I think a lot of people took it for granted and maybe didn't, you know. I think as someone that loves this country and loves living here, and I know it's not a perfect country, and there are obviously things we should work to change and do better at, and there should be a lot of conversation and discussion about it. Okay, I'm going to acknowledge all of that. This is not the perfect country. It's imperfect, but I do enjoy living here. And I do feel that way. I do feel a certain way about America. I don't need professional sports to be my beacon, my guiding light. I don't need them to be my symbol for patriotism. I can find other ways to be patriotic on my own time. I can put a flag outside of my house. I can put some recognition of something about being an American that is important on my social media page, or really, you know, within reason, anywhere I want. So I'm bringing this up because now so much time is being spent, and I bet there has been, I bet you would not be able to believe the amount of consideration and time that the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and soon the NFL, how many big wigs for these leagues have had to spend time thinking about, all right, we got to get this anthem thing, we got to get it right, we got to make sure we respect everybody, we got to make sure we don't gloss over or ignore these very important social justice issues, but we still have to play the anthem. And so much time has been spent on that right now. And I just wonder how much it really even matters to you. If you're about to tune into an NBA game, and I didn't see it because I'd walked into the studio, so I just missed that moment. I don't even know if it was aired on television. Nuggets Heat earlier today. If this might have happened, I don't know for sure though. This is speculative on my part. If both teams knelt for the national anthem, would your reaction be one of applause? Way to go, NBA. This NBA is doing such a great job with this. They deserve all kinds of plaudits and awards and praise for how they're handling this. If everybody stands and it's just your classic traditional anthem, is it met with outrage? Is it met with disappointment by you as a fan? I know for me, you know, we're trying to, in like 2 or 3 minutes, We're trying to use sports to send a message, I guess. That I guess we're like these sports leagues are trying to say in this 90-second, 2-minute package that they are aware of things that are going on outside of their own, for lack of a better term, bubble. And so I guess I'm openly wondering here and contemplating whether or not the national anthem before these sporting events has run its course. Where it's a point of controversy or dissension or disagreement. Do we really need that? Do we need more division right now? Is who does it serve or who is benefiting from an NBA player deciding, I'm going to stand for the anthem and having to get into it with other NBA players about his decision? Drew Brees, who did say something that was insensitive and disrespectful to others, but has to take time again today to address it and apologize. The NFL is probably sitting here when they've got a bunch of things on its plate, like, hello, are you going to be able to control the coronavirus spread and play games? They're also taking time probably about thinking about how they're going to present the national anthem, how they want their television partners to treat it. And is that really something that even matters and registers right now? I have my doubts. The national anthem used to be, as the PA address announcer, the public address announcer would say, this is something to honor America. This is something to bring everybody together. And for the last half decade or so, it has done the exact opposite of that. So I am asking you, is it still worth doing? Dividing athletes, dividing fans, is it really worth it? Do we need to get our patriotism? Do we need to spend time celebrating, quote unquote, America before tip-off or face-off or kickoff, first pitch? I'd love to hear from you on this. At 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Your opinion on playing the national anthem before sporting events. We're seeing it with the NBA and the NHL, and every team is trying to be very delicate about it and strike the right balance and be respectful and do the right thing and make everybody feel good about it and not, but it is. I mean, somebody's going to offend. We've got that in the NBA, and Drew Brees seems to have lost a lot of sleep over it and is still trying to backpedal and explain himself, even now, 2 months since his controversial comments. My name is Andrew Filippone, and I'm coming to you from the palatial Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Well, Rocket can. You can tweet me some thoughts. You can follow me on Twitter, at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. Like the show, it's spelled P-O-N-I, because those are the last four letters of my last name. You can follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio. I don't always take myself seriously. I understand this is a serious topic. So I know that there are going to probably be some fired up opinions on it, and that's fine. I'm buckling up for that. I think it's something that is worth talking about today. We've got a national anthem that is athletes and teams and leagues are trying to figure out how do we do it right. And I'm wondering, is it even worth doing at all? At 855-212-4227, it's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
And now back to the Pony Express with Andrew Filippone.
That's right. I'll tell you something that has not been easy this year, and that is fantasy baseball for me with all these postponements and cancellations. Good luck trying to field a team. And that is, I know, a first world problem, but I was just reminded of that when I looked at my roster. It's like my entire team is off now, and I don't know what to do. Do I cut these guys? Do I wait it out? It's just very different as someone that has been swimming in those fantasy baseball waters. Going back to my early adolescent years, I was one of those guys in school, for sure, who, while everybody else was trying to think about ways to, like, go, convince their older brother to buy him a 12-pack, I was trying to figure out ways to trade for Chipper Jones. Like that was me growing up, which was fine. I'm okay with being a late bloomer. We're not talking about my fantasy roster, though, because that makes for probably the worst sports talk. No one wants to hear about, you know, specific trades you made or moves you make in your fantasy league. That's just so myopic and so inside sports that I'm not going to bore you with that right now. We're talking about something actually that's couldn't be more different from that brief aside, and that is the anthem at professional sporting events, our national anthem. Should we continue to play it before games? Because I see it right now as something that is not bringing us together. It's totally dividing us. It's dividing, I think, teams. It did that with the Saints for about a month this offseason. Maybe less than that, because it didn't take long for Brees to apologize. But, you know, obviously, there are still some fresh wounds because Drew Brees was apologizing again today about it in an interview. You've got an NBA player who stood for the anthem last night, and he has caught some flack from other NBA players. And who knows how it's going to go in the NFL this year. So I'm just wondering about whether or not it's necessary. Do we need to play the national anthem before the start of a game? Is that something that you think absolutely 100% has to happen? And if certain people don't, if everybody kind of does their own thing for it, that's okay. But it is, it's required. It's obligatory. I don't feel that way, but maybe you do. And that's where the telephone number comes in. 855-212-4227. That number is sponsored by Geico. Did you know? Right now, Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Here is Howard in South Carolina on CBS Sports Radio. Good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, Andrew. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm well, thank you.
I just want to put my two cents in, being
Please.
An older guy.
What's older? Well, when you call yourself an older guy, what are you saying? You're like 70?
I'm saying the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up on me. I wanted to get your age there because I didn't know what older meant, and then your phone kind of cut out. But sorry about that. Not hanging up on you because I don't want to hear your opinion. Patrick in Georgia is on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Pat.
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm not
hey, man.
From Georgia, by the way. I'm from Boston, so I've kind of seen.
Oh, okay.
I could kind of see lefty culture versus righty culture. I've lived in places with different attitudes and beliefs and value systems that are prevalent. But
sure.
I can definitely say that today. I mean, for instance, I drove by the Marietta National Cemetery. And sitting in a Dodge Ram, and you know, I was going to actually pull in because I had never been there. Mm-hmm. And the entrance wasn't big enough for me to fit my truck in, so I wasn't able to go. And mm-hmm. in there lie the remains of thousands of American white guys who died fighting black people in the United States. And I was there today. And nobody says thank you to those guys. Nobody cares. Nobody remembers. Nobody thinks of the sacrifices that have been made to provide the lives that we all have today, including the rights to make $20 or $30 million a year and drive 16 Mercedes-Benz and still be angry that the world's not treating you well enough.
So,
and you know, you have to hear me out here for a second.
I am.
Right?
I'm listening.
Drew Brees has Stockholm Syndrome. Drew Brees, anybody who looks at that video, looks like there's a gun at the back of his head. He looks like he's being held hostage. The guy.
What video?
The video, his apology video.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I mean, he's made like since I wasn't sure if you were talking about the first comment
the
he
first
made or
one,
if you're talking about late. Okay.
He has a scar on his face and he looks like he has Stockholm Syndrome. And the fact of the matter is, we have gone from a point where it was an embarrassment to kneel to now it's an embarrassment to stand.
Well, I don't know. Now, to me, that's not true. I'm not. When you say that, you're making a blanket statement about everybody feeling that way. I said that there are, I can name at least one, maybe it is limited to just one, but there was at least one NBA player who criticized Jonathan Isaac for standing for the anthem last night. One. Now, maybe he is just a very vocal minority. He's just one man with an opinion, Jared Dudley for the Lakers, who criticizes a guy for standing, and that's all there is. Maybe behind the scenes there were NBA players that either didn't care or were supportive. But when one NBA player criticizes another for standing for the anthem, it's going to be a story on both sides. The player standing is going to be publicized, and then the player who criticizes is also going to get attention too, right? I think that call from Patrick sounds like a guy who says, under no circumstance should you do anything besides be in full attention, hand over heart for the national anthem, and it should be played before sporting events. And if I let Patrick continue his thoughts, he was probably going to say, and if you don't want to do that, then you don't have to play. My guess is that that's the take there, and I'm not, does it sound like I'm ripping the guy? I'm not. That's, he's entitled to his opinion. I just happen to have a different one. I'm pretty clear on this. If I'm going to support a player who kneels for the anthem, or maybe not support, if I'm going to tolerate and understand why a player kneels, I also must tolerate and understand why somebody doesn't. But this debate and, you know, this topic that gets us riled up and gets us raising our voices at one another and gets us very angry about sports in a way that isn't that this team made a bad trade, it was a terrible play call. This 2-minute span before a game even starts that divides sports fans, that gets fans of the same team upset and angry with one another because they have different moral codes and different values and different ideas of what's right and wrong. I am asking if that is even worth it. If the anthem is turned into such a lightning rod moment before a game starts that divides sports fans more than its intent, which was to bring them together to watch a game. We live in a country where we have professional sports and people can make millions of dollars watching it and people can make hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, talking about them. And we can dedicate thousands of hours to watching and listening to them. I think the anthem was at first meant to, eventually was meant to, like, honor that pursuit that we live in a country and a nation that allows us to do all of that, that professional sports exist. It is an industry. It is an enterprise. It is a hobby. It is a pastime. And that's obvious. And that's clearly changed. So if it's going to have us, you know, near blows and fighting and calling each other names, is it even really worth it? What do you think? Does the national anthem need to get played before sporting events? Is that a tradition that's worth keeping? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. If you can't get through and you want to tweet me some thoughts, you can at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can also follow us at CBS Sports Radio. It's a full day of NHL and NBA. These games count in the bubbles. And we have a great update anchor to fill you in on everything that's happening.
And now back to the Pony Express with Andrew Filippone.
That's right. You are. Coming up next week on CBS, the best golfers in the world head west, where major accolades await. Will Brooks Koepka take home his third consecutive Wanamaker Trophy, or will someone else step up to take their place in history? The PGA Championship is live August 8th and 9th on CBS. Do they play the national anthem before the start of the round at a major golf championship? I don't think they do. I'm not being flippant, not or glib when I say that. I don't think they do it. So that is a major sporting event where, and I get it, not everybody goes off at the same time. but I don't think they, before, say, the final round of the Masters at 9 o'clock in the morning, I don't think they play the national anthem on the first tee box. They do it for the other major sports. It's a time-honored tradition in sports that goes back to the 1918 World Series. We don't do it for any other real entertainment event that I can think of. It's really just sports domain. And for a while, it was accepted and understood, and like it was never a source of controversy, and now it's blown up. And I'm just wondering if it's still worth it. If the anthem is dividing sports fans, is it worth keeping around? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Also, just in multiple reports stating that Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford has been placed on the COVID-19 list. I haven't seen any other details. Ian Rappaport is in on this. No, I can't see any other. I'm just scrolling through Twitter right now, which does not always make for the most entertaining radio. I just don't want to make a mistake or miss anything. But as Pro Football Talk points out, Mike Florio, Stafford is by far the biggest name NFL player to test positive. And there is something about this story that I want to get into at 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific. Because I think it begs an important question that the NFL is going to have to deal with in the not-so-distant future. All right, let's talk to Timothy in Louisiana. Great state. Got married in Louisiana. Hi, Tim. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going?
Hey, man.
I think, honestly, that it doesn't matter either way. Because let's say that you do try to remove it. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're going to have one side saying, well, you're trying to silence us. And then
right.
The other side,
very
well,
good
you're
point.
Bending your knee, you're no longer patriotic. So I think that this issue just illuminates the division that's already there and that would have been there no matter what. Now,
yep.
If we do remove it, I think that it goes away quicker over time. But either way, I think you're still going to have to deal with the division. I mean, that's what this country is, right?
You're right. It's really, you're talking about a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. And it would almost, I think, take professional sports, the leagues coming together and deciding as a group to remove the anthem from the start of its games. And everybody doing it as one, because I don't think any sports league, I don't think any sports commissioner would want to be the person who would go down in history for putting a stop to it. Because I think the caller Tim makes a very good point. If a commissioner said, this is causing all kinds of ruckus and in-house fighting within our league, how we're handling the anthem, what certain guys are doing, what other guys aren't doing. We're even leaving it in the hands of our team. We're going to play the anthem, but we're not saying this is the rule, this is not the rule. We're leaving it in the hands. We're saying you're adults, you figure it out, and yet we're still getting a lot of dissension and a lot of anger and a lot of division. So we're just going to stop the practice of doing it all together. That would not just go quietly. That would not just be a decision that was just accepted and everybody moved on with their lives. That would get politicized for sure. I think that's a very good point by our last listener. Here is Robert in Georgia on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for getting me in.
Absolutely.
Hey, before I get to the national anthem, just a quick comment on Antonio Brown. I know it was
absolutely. No, by all means, please.
you know, Antonio Brown's second chance. I think the caller in Atlanta, like me, has forgotten how many chances Antonio Brown has gotten. So, you know, I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Really?
No.
I mean, he's gotten, you're right, he's like a cat. He's on his eighth or ninth life here. He's had to apologize a lot, but I guess I have more either respect or I appreciate how great quarterbacks feel about him more than maybe you.
Yeah.
If Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson and Tom Brady all say a wide receiver is worth signing, then I'm going to say a wide receiver is probably worth signing.
Yeah. And I don't even really think he's going to be a cancer in the locker room because everybody knows who he is now. I don't think it would even be that divisive, but you can't trust him. And that's the biggest thing.
Well, that's right. I mean, that point about Brown is spot on, that he is a loose cannon and he is a total wild card. And he's not a team player. He cares about himself. He is an independent contractor. But there have been plenty of guys in football history that were of the, there's not an I in team, but there is a me. There is an E and an M. There is an M-E. There is a me in there. Tons of guys like that. And Antonio Brown is one of them. And if you think about it, though, you don't see, like, this idea where Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson or Tom Brady, all these guys that have vouched for Antonio Brown or pushed for him. The one thing I'll say that is, I think, the best rebuttal. If I'm a general manager and I've got to talk down, I've got to convince Deshaun Watson that it's not a good idea to bring in Antonio Brown. The best argument, I believe, is look at the teams that are winning Super Bowls. How many of them have that diva, throw me the damn ball mentality? How many teams with that type of player are winning Super Bowls? Where are they? Now, Michael Irvin obviously did it with the Cowboys, so he would be one, and maybe he would, you know, balk at that characterization or description of him, but I think he was a diva wide receiver, and he's in the Hall of Fame, and there are a lot of diva wide receivers in the Hall of Fame. But how many of them have rings? Randy Moss doesn't have a ring. Terrell Owens doesn't have a ring. So those guys aren't really winning championships. Now, you want to talk about a wide receiver that was a distraction. The Chiefs just won a Super Bowl, and they've got Tyreek Hill. So as far as, you know, he already used a second chance, as far as chances go, as far as I'm concerned, the Chiefs have one lined up at wide receiver who has given the NFL, I think, a bigger black eye and a bigger stain on its brand than Antonio Brown. Some of the audio we've heard from Tyreek Hill and the description of what he has done in his personal life, very scary. So, but look, if I'm one of those teams and I haven't won a Super Bowl, if I'm Baltimore, I haven't won a playoff game in 2 years, I don't have very good wide receivers, I'm chasing Kansas City, I'd bring him in. If he acts like a jackass before week 9, before the suspension is over, you cut him. Joe is in Orlando. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, Andrew?
Hey.
How are you?
Great to talk to you, Joe.
Hey, good to talk to you. Hey, you keep playing the national anthem. I just come in from cutting the grass. I caught the tail end of what you were saying. Just because people disagree about something, doesn't mean you halt the practice. I mean, geez, you probably can't get those players to agree on what offense they can run yet they play. The other thing is to even suggest because there's division, not to play it, I think is a moronic premise, and
okay.
I'll tell you why.
Sure,
because the aspect of, and it's somewhat cliche, but the aspect that people have died for the freedoms that we enjoy have cultivated what sports enjoy today, and that is that people could follow their passions and talents to make a
sure.
living and to provide for their family.
So then you would say continue to play it, If people want to stand, great. If they want to kneel, that's great too. People are left to their own devices and can make their own personal decisions on it. Am I hearing you correctly?
Absolutely. With one caveat, though, there's two things. The one thing you said that Drew Brees had to apologize. No, he didn't. He simply chose to apologize. If that circus that comes along with that, with standing up for what you believe in, if people would simply just let people believe and not find fault with their beliefs or be offended by it, he wouldn't find the need to apologize. Drew Brees was very convicted upon what he said originally. It wasn't until Wrangler and some of his sponsors had said something that he felt compelled to apologize. And it's
that's right. But I also think the way that his teammates reacted, he felt like he couldn't walk back into that room this summer and have their respect at all.
Let me ask you this then. If I happen to believe that within itself, the movement of justice for people of color or any minority for that is noble and it should be that way. Mm-hmm. But just because I believe it doesn't mean I have to be a part of a movement in order to make change.
Sure.
But the kid from Orlando decided to stand because of his Christian beliefs. He believes that he should kneel to anything but Christ. If those guys can't respect that belief, how would they turn around and expect him to have respect for theirs? In other words,
yeah, I think that last point is well said. I don't disagree. That's why I said, look, I don't think the NFL or any sports league wants, if they want to eliminate something that potentially drives people away, you consider it. And so that was the whole intent of this conversation, that we've had this discussion and debate for 5 years, and whether we should even be, you know, the genesis or the beginning of it was even worth it. I got to run this hour. Be right back. It's the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.